ufanele wenu
offering a sacrifice to God, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you. Leave your sacrifice there beside the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. Come to terms quickly with your enemy before it is too late and you are dragged into court, handed over to an officer and thrown in jail. Hallelujah. Saints of the living God, here we highlight the importance of worshiping God with a clean heart. Hallelujah. Amen. If you remember, hallelujah. So, noma imali sidzinga kangaka and imiqoka ebandleni but ngake emukele ke imali yethu kumele kumukele ke sine haleluya noma sabujabulela ukuthi we are giving to the Lord but the Lord ufuna kumukele le nhliziyo yokuqala uNkulunkulu umcoka ngawe then your resources haleluya which means we need to put our priorities right. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If you remember that someone has something against you, because you don't want your prayers to be short-circuited. Awufuni umthandazo wakho utsiyeke. If you remember that you have something against somebody, and if you remember that somebody has something against you, because it goes to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because lokunye lokwenza ukuthi singabone the move of God is because ihlitiyo tethu akusito etihlobile before God. Kanti uNkulunkulu ukhonto ngehlitiyo. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
UNkulunkulu asimkhonto schedule. It's just because Wednesday, let's go and gather together. Ngokuthi singkhonta ngenhlitiyo from our hearts.
Yeah.
He wants us before our resources. Unganikela kakhulu, nikele more than anyone else. That's why sibaphedi. Abanye bayathi awungozi, mina bengenza A, B, C na D, singozi hayi. I've never knew you. Namgwadi. Hallelujah. Atsi ngulungu namgwadi. Angwadi wena. Ngiyeva ngitimali takho. Ngiyeva imisebenzi yakho lemihle. But angizazi ngibe nebudlelwane nawe. Angizazi ngibe ne communion with you. Hallelujah. Nkulunkulu wants to have a communion with us. Wants to commune with us. Ufuna kudlelana nathi. Glory be to God. If you remember, just go to Ephesians 5, verse 5. If you remember, you put your offering away, then you reconcile, then you go back and give. Because when you give, you are giving from your heart, you are giving your sweat, you are giving yourself. Hallelujah. So for that offering to be accepted before the Lord, it must come from a clean heart. Someone who is there to worship God, because we worship God even with our hearts. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, verse 5. Yes. The Bible says, Ephesians 5, 5 verse 5. Let's start from verse 6. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins. For the terrible anger of God comes upon all those who disobey Him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For though your hearts were once full of darkness, now you are full of light from the Lord, and your behavior should show it. Hallelujah. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Verse 11. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, rebuke and expose them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are encouraged not to take part in the things of darkness. Hallelujah. If you harbor grudges, if you don't forgive, if you carry any weight, hallelujah, that becomes a hindrance. Paul is giving this church an instruction. Says, you were once part of darkness, but now you have come into light. So live your lives according to the light that you have received. Glory be to God. So if we live our lives according to the Spirit of God, we won't have Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Letinginga letinengi lesibanato. Tita ngokuthi sisadlina moya longcwele. Ebele moya as instruct. Uthi this is the way you should go. Nasi sifuna kumkhomba ukuthi no moya, we want to justify ourselves. Why? Why ngamxoleli? Ungane kakhulu wesingaki. Why? You behave the way I do. You have every reason. Yet the Spirit of the Lord says, forgive. You are once in darkness. Don't participate in the things of darkness. Move in the light, in the direction of the light. Because you have received the light. Hallelujah. Because once you become a child of God, you walk in the light. Glory be to God. So, the Spirit of the Lord guides us, leads us. Hallelujah. So, we need to pray for the rulership of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew 6, verse 9. We need to pray for the rulership of God. Because you cannot be a child of God if you are not ruled by the Spirit of God. You are a child of God because you are ruled by the Spirit of God. Matthew 6, verse 9. Anyone? Hallelujah. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on here on earth just as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. May the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. Mwelo ngwele lo wenda kuthi inzambe yaNkulunkulu yendeke emhlabeni. Uma sigcwele ngamoya, we'll be able to do the things of God. Hallelujah. We need to pray. Kuthi ngoku baptize us with your spirit. Baptize us, O Lord. Simfune uNkulunkulu. Simlambele uNkulunkulu. Tithethe uNkosi akungalambeli any other thing but asilambele wena njengoNkulunkulu. Hallelujah. It takes prayer for a man to be a seeker of God. A seeker of God. It takes prayer. Minengi minako ele live. There are many cares. There are many cares. Sithe emuntu kunenge lekufuna kunenge lekulambela lekulambela. But this is by the Spirit of God. The enablement. To pray comes by the Spirit of God. The enablement to do the will of the Father is activated by the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of God that gives the ability to seek God and His ways. Hallelujah. We pray for the rulership of God. Ngosi, busa empilweni yami. Ngosi, busa ekhaya kami. Ngosi, busa emsebenzini wami. Ngosi, busa ebandleni lakithi. Ngosi, busa in my community. Ngosi, busa esikolweni namfundza khona nalamfundisa khona. Ngosi, busa tihlitweni tebantu babami. Hallelujah. Sithiyo tabo ngosi, kuphendukele kuwe. Lisivi lakho ngosi, nathi we once in darkness. Baphume ngosi bumnyameni. Laba bhajwe khona ngosi, nami didakamizwa. It takes a man to deliver a country. A man Hallelujah. Kulungu lato kipa Israel, eki Peter. He had to look for a man. Sikalo sa mkulungulu, the school, sinye. He is looking for a man. Funa umuntu mkulungulu. Koma fala sikala. I'm looking for a man who can stand in the gap and intercede and be a bridge between God and his people so that God may not destroy his people. But protocol, Hallelujah. When he sees people bafa, because I'm sure what's going to put the mind like peace. I will show one along. By our right, the church. I'm going to go to Jesus every now and then. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the Ukuna. That's what I'm going to do. But it takes a man who stands in the gap. I also have a good and good, call and good and good, and they are seven. And God is real. God is what? No fathers. Good and good is real. But it's a protocol that somebody must intervene. I mean, preach. Because good and good, not all the people so much. If not, I'll say, I'm not going to be the moon, Lord, my scale, Lord, use me. Here are my hands. I can lay my hands upon them. Who is available? Who is ready? Ufuna mage, ufuna babe, ufuna put. Ufuna sis. Who is dead in the gap? Who is ready? Who is available? Because may be present, but not available. You have many people who come to church and they don't take part in anything. And so I procedural was his own way. But in Kuma, from the perspective of the kingdom, once you become a child of God, you've enlisted yourself into the army of God. Glory be to God. Jai everyone else. Now I'm top pay a gako. What do I have? Now somebody song enough. Who's available? Now that's the number not available. God is seeking for someone. He's looking for a man to stand in the gap. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
For his rulership, for his kingdom to come, for his dominion. Hallelujah. Because I dominate in Tlaben, Abuse. Seizures in Tlaben, and Gos. Hallelujah. As it's 28. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 12. I'm going to read verse 23. So, as for me, or let's start from verse 22. The Lord will not abandon his chosen people, for that would dishonor his great name. Hallelujah. He made you a special nation for himself. God has made you a special nation for himself. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If he abandons you, that will bring dishonor to his name. But it is a protocol. Protocol. Verse 23. For as for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayers for you. And I will continue to teach you what is good and right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I will not stop praying for you. NIV, you see, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. Hallelujah. I should sin. Now I'm going to call Bible and the line of sin. That I should sin. Far be it from me. Show us. Hallelujah. It's a responsibility. That's why I'm saying God is looking for a man. Far be it from me. Shows loyal and tenders over each and every one of us. Hallelujah. I'll say, tenders over fundies. Tenders over wrong and the bush. Far be it from me to stop praying. Because if there is no move of God in the church, that will bring dishonor to his name. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
That will bring dishonor. Shonjala papa ibenzi. Oh, buka nonkulunkulu wabo. Tishonjala lapho. Bathi, oh, buka nonkulunkulu wabo. Mahede nahle kusangathi. Where is their God? Nakunje. Hallelujah. So uNkulunkulu usena ngeprotocol. Yakudzinga uNkulunkulu lokho. Kuthi bonakala kunemuntu lesikhalele. Nakatoyela uNkulunkulu everything letawuba nemove lenkulu yosebenzisa umuntu. Elomuntu loyo akusibo labantu aba prominent mhlawumbe as the man of God was saying. Kungaba nguwe nesizini yakho. Ungabumi lokuthinyalo, you are not in your season. Hey, bazalwane. God is not a respecter of men. God can use anyone. And anything when you're saying that even your mind fails to comprehend. Now, he's looking for someone who's available. God chose Moses as Tamara. I mean, my vision as a tutor. Mlong Gitao. Tabang Moses. Umelus. Waiting go with you. Umelus. Who's an alarm to everyone Melus? A kind of someone who touch Melus. Mama boy in my ranks, well, my son in my ranks in terms of my positions. Those who may lose. It's a position of humility. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moses. What's up with the kind of man about? Sangeshi. Moses waletha ma excuses how bambangaka lo mina ngemalini lo mina ngimncane lo mina nginjenge yeah it's not about you it's about the spirit of God it's about he Moses on the throne sinamhla mfuna bani ngitsite namtope obozo nani nomtowenda any other thing ngicela check ukungibhetsene uNkulunkulu ubuka ukuthi is available litiyo injani asimozi ngicela ungabe namnakethu ngabe ningcono kunami asibona no problem go hallelujah
praise the Lord
so don't despise yourself esikhathi sakho uNkulunkulu takusebenzisa but you need to position yourself hallelujah
amen
position yourself far be it from me not to pray that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you hallelujah shonjalo nelivezo selifunzile ukusho ukuthi if we don't pray you are sinning so no hallelujah because the Bible says pray without ceasing angithi and now we say we have to pray for the rulership of God njalo kusifundzile lapha ku Matthew kuthi this is how you should pray our father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So we need to pray for the rulership of God. Sinkulunkulu aprivele. Kulunkulu abe nemandla. Timbreni tethu. In our affairs, kulunkulu abonakale. Labangamati bamati. Hallelujah. Ngicoka lokho sikuthandazele sibazalwane ukuthi uNkulunkulu live lapho ngosi alibe nemandla hallelujah let's go to acts 19 verse 20 live lapho ngosi let's start from verse 18 many who became believers confessed their sinful practices a number of them who had seen practicing magic brought their incantation books and burned them at a public bonfire the value of the books was several million dollars so the message about the Lord spread widely and had a powerful effect hallelujah ngicela NIV asifundzele anyone with NIV noma SWAT
labanye labese bakholiwe bedaba vuma konke lebe bakwendile labanye balabo laba benemilimo baletha tincwadi tabo nemilingo baletha tincwadi tabo temilingo ndzawoni batokhela ngemlilo bonke bantu babuka bahlanganisa imali yaletincwadi kwatholakala inhlavu tensilipha lesi
hallelujah then the word of the Lord grew mightily lokwenda ukuthi lo wena ukuthi kwanze le live la nkulunkulu nangu kwendeka laba bemilimo baphenduka obetha incwadi lebethi singetiso fundziswana yona mphele imigile mwana ukuthi imilimo ayinto kanjani all these things yabe yashiswa hallelujah so I want us to pray for that because because God is the consuming fire. Let me not transform it into something or physical. You want God Himself to judge men of incarnation. So, Jaru apa? The first lamb, the one who funds apa? Hallelujah. Yeah, men of in the incantation. Hallelujah. A number of them who had been practicing magic brought their incantation books and burned them at a public bonfire. Hallelujah. It was we don't want strange fire. We don't want imililo lebonakala engathi ngiyo kodwa isiyo. Hallelujah. We've got to pray. We want the consuming fire in the church for the will of God to mightily prevail. Ngoba uze kube dethroned lama pillars, the pillars, the church must rise in prayer. The pillars. Yet, nothing but the incantation books. Hallelujah. After she's with the throne at the God, Libra will let the Parama man. The fake fire. We don't want the fake fire. We want the consuming fire. The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. May we stand up. Hallelujah.